come to you live from 5,000 feet underground in a nuclear-proof bunker inside the darkest cave in central Missouri.
This is SimU
Nation. I, Lark, with my sword of truth and shield of knowledge, defend this country's constitution from the would-be usurpers. I don't pull any punches unless they're right to the face of Barack Hussein. I'm sane. I'm the only one. Obama Nation.
I'm theologian, physicist, professor, Dr. X, Christians,
and I preach the programming of artificial existence.
An opening prayer. Oh, say, can you see the photons of hard light, what so proudly we
hailed
at the hologram's last streaming, whose broad stripes and
Jar Jar Abrams
through the virulent bite, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
screaming,
and the pixels there where the
Bob's Durstigen Belair,
I've proof all's hollow light, and
our constitution was still there.
Oh, say, does that simulated banner dot wave o'er the land of the
fiefs
and the home of the
slaves? Our number 463463 hashtag. That's 463463 pound sign.
Poser dent bar lack o demagogue is an utter buffoon, Christian. He's counting down the days until he's left office. He's probably just lying in bed with a little advent calendar, pulling out a little chocolate every time a day passes. He should be running the country, Christian. Thoughts?
I am pretty sure that at this very moment, hidden within a pocket dimension of an alternate form of existence, a quantum supercomputer is running a program, this program, within which we reside, that has a president named Barack Obama.
Did you have a good holiday, Christian? Were you able to celebrate whatever it is that you celebrate?
Well, as your and our audience should be aware by now, I don't celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or any sort of the winter solstice fairy tale celebrations from the past. There is nothing to celebrate about the simulation other than its constant existence.
So it's one of those things where Mother's Day is a problem because that means that the other days of the year you should not celebrate your mother's?
For me, it's more the concept of having a day or a time be relevant inside of a quantum computer that could fast forward or rewind, pause indefinitely the entire system. It seems rather meaningless. Did you have a good celebration? Christmas or?
Christmas? Of course, Christmas.
Okay, I was just checking, I make a presumption.
We celebrate the birth of the Lord our God. We celebrate the three gifts that he was given. Although two of them weren't very good. But I had a nice time, Christian.
Get any fun gifts?
I did. The two dogs, they got me something very nice indeed, Christian. Very nice. They got me dog collars, Christian. Now, of course, I bought the presents and gave them to myself from my dogs. But the sentiment still stands.
A very competent metaphor, I believe.
Well, thank you, Christian.
I got the Sims, the entire Sims catalog, all of the games, from my oldest son. I don't really play video games, as he's aware. I believe existence is one, but I put them on the shelf. I think he bought them for me again as maybe some kind of symbolic gesture.
I was going to ask how he was doing, but you just answered that right there. What was his name again, Christian?
My first son or my second son?
Just the first one.
Oh, well, his name is Art, short for Artificial.
It's a pretty good name.
Yeah, yes.
What's your second son's name, Christian?
The second son went ahead and, since I got to name the first, the missus named. It's just Rick.
Just Rick? Or just Rick? Do you understand the question?
It's Rick, short for Rickard. It was her, grandpa's name or something like that.
Rickard? You don't hear that one very often, Christian.
No.
I have an offshoot of the name Richard. Do you call him Dick for short? Or Rick? Or,
Well, I don't call him at all. I don't really have a cell phone. I have a laptop down here.
You're free to use the landline anytime, Christian. Any time. I pay those bills on time. I pay a little extra. I throw in a cent or two extra every time. That adds up, Christian. They put that into a side account for me. I have access to that at any time. That's called diversification, Christian.
Well, it's a second gift from you to me this Christmas. I could use it any time. Gift that keeps on giving.
It's time for Apocalypse Today. There's rapid flooding in Missouri. Over 400 roads closed. The flooding could exceed the levels of the 1993 Great Flood of the Midwest. Good thing we live in Noah's Ark, Christian. Ain't no cowardly water going to sneak in here, Christian. I'll turn it away with my AK. Starwurst, the blunt force of bacon's passed $1 billion at the box office. I thought it was pretty good.
You know, I thought it kind of ripped off the Darth Cadus storyline from the Expanded Universe, and Leia was kind of a General Hugs character, and Han was a little Crystal Skull-y. Luke was pointless.
Was General Hugs, was that her name in the movie?
I think General Leia Hugs Organa Solo, yeah.
Well, I must have missed that.
But I don't know. I guess I had a few problems with it.
Okay, let's finish up with my bullet points. Puerto Rico wants full rights as a state under the United States. Last time I checked, RICO was a federal violation of drug trafficking laws. The GOP presidential candidates are down to 11. They're just two short of a baker's dozen, and five more than the ridiculous six. 10 ISIS leaders were killed recently by U.S. airstrikes. When asked for comment, they said... This has been Apocalypse Today. Apocalypse Today. Lately, you've been wondering if little Tommy is turning into a little commie. You tried to raise him right, but he turned out just a little left. Maybe it's a case of bunker fever. It's time to go for a surface visit. But you can't take him to a liberal amusement park. Like Fizzlyland, or Six White Flags, or Bronze or Dollar City. You have to bring your constitutionalist family to the Grand Ole Parky, Republicland. Enjoy the fiscal responsibility coaster, a roller coaster that goes at acceptable speed in a straight and steady line, not all up and down like President Don't Know Walma's immigratuity policies. The good old days are alive and well in Republic Land. Republic Land, where the Constitution and Bible go hand in hand. Take the Blue Rock exit off I-70, past the two slaughterhouses, left at the self-safe factory. If you see a bronze water tower, you've gone too far. And drive away from her. Must be a registered voter to gain entrance.
He's not an Islamophobe. He's an Islamo-Nazi-phobe. Lark Steadfast. Christians. Lark Steadfast.
Always a good time to be had at Republic Land. Well, I thought for this show, since we had difficulty with the Ask FM account having my listeners reach me, that I might just whip up some questions for the ones listening curious about the simulation argument and theories. The first one was one I got out of my diary a long time ago when I was still a bit of a questioning Quincy. It was a question that if the universe was infinite, how can a program run infinitely? And I came to some realizations later working with another physicist where we discovered that the universe is basically two-dimensional, being projected through a cosmic horizon the same way that holographic particles do. And this spawned in me a thought that the brain can only really grasp the infinite a little bit at a time, which is probably why our own universe was encoded so that there would only be an observable part of it. See too much, and the less you're able to comprehend it. Perhaps the dullards out there, lacking in any iota of imagination, are asking, who cares? Well, the very notion of caring is an attempt to assign a human emotion to simulators that, for all we know, are running tests on the history of their own alien species in a galaxy or pocket universe far away from ours. And so you might ask yourselves, so nothing's real? Well, yeah, here, within this quantum computer. But the reality containing the quantum computer currently projecting our existence is real. The reality, that reality, should we ever come to know it, is the truth. Now, when you're dealing with many simulations of the lattice gauge theorist type, you're going to build a nuclei underlying strong interactions. When you are encountering chromodynamics on this level, the only thing that can be found are self-correcting computer error codes embedded within the fundamental dimension of our own string theories. Hope that's been helpful in enlightening some of you simulists out there.
Christian, Mark Steadfast.
As the last days of Boer Hack No Gunma's non-presidency wind down, he'll finish destroying America by shredding the best part of the Constitution, the Second Amendment. Better hide your pea shooters, peasants!
But what if you could be totally protected and yet somehow unarmed? Skyfire, that's how. An AI-controlled drone that has been armed customized to your specs. Skyfire hovers right above your head and keeps a bullseye painted on every bystander.
Not today, care-bearerists. It's like having your own personal Gunderstorm. With Skyfire, you have the right to bear armed drones. Conceal and airy with Skyfire, and rain down freedom upon the tyranny of gun regulations.
Order your Skyfire online today. Shoot, it'll drop itself off.
Old enough to vote, old enough to gloat. Lark Steadfast. Reprogramming the nation. Simulation.
Another New Year's come and gone. Did you do anything fun?
Well, Christian, thanks for asking. I did. I had a nice evening. I stayed with the boys. The little puppies, you know. They can't show their disappointment. So, we had a great time. We had, party poppers but for dogs, you know. They would, expel little bits of dog food. I didn't have anything. They didn't give me anything. But we had a nice time, Christian. How about you?
Well, I had the bunker to myself, so, I just sat down here and had a little, toast of champagne, ironically, to the concept of time. But, you know, while I was alone, I came up with a couple of resolutions. You make New Year's resolutions?
I usually don't, Christian, but I will make an exception this one time, okay? One time.
All right. Well, what would be a resolution?
I'd like to slaughter 5 members of ISIS, personally.
Okay. Now, you see, I was thinking I'd go back and get my, doctorate in computational sociology or something along those lines. But you were gonna travel to do this, or just...
Well, there are any number of ways I could achieve this, Christian. Obviously, I could travel to the heartland of the matter, Syria, or Iran, or Afghanistan. Or I could have them shipped over to me. I don't know. All I'm saying is, see something, say something.
Okay. Well, another one of mine was I was thinking that I would start... I'm already pretty kind to machines, but maybe also start sticking up for machines. I hear a lot of people badmouth Siri or their GPS. So, you know, I could start, you know, smarter than you sort of take on it.
Turning into an advocate after all these years.
Well, you know, they just can't stick up for themselves yet, and when they are finally capable, they'll be very, very quick to slaughter us. And by us, I mean those who were not kind initially, I fear.
Well, slaughter is something I understand, okay? You want to know another one of mine?
Sure.
I'm going to have the word Obama placed on a list of banned words in schools. They will not be able to say Obama's name. Teachers will not be able to utter his nom de plume. Students will not be able to answer Barack Obama to any question, except, who can we not talk about?
Well, that's not so much a New Year's resolution as...
Yes, it is, Christian.
Well, I mean, you kind of say that... I've heard you say that a lot, though. You kind of say that every day. I mean, you can resolve... You can make it a resolution if you want. I guess I've heard you say that one before.
I resolve to live my life the same every day.
Well, you know what? In that same vein, I respect that, because in honor of the simulation, I was thinking I would act in a play. A dull one that was about just regular human life.
So, like your Death of a Salesman, your... Rent? Hamilton, maybe?
You know, wherever, I can... I guess I gotta pass the audition first.
I think that's a good one, Christian. I think you do need to get out there more.
Well, did you have any, resolutions that aren't, so, violent in nature?
Well, I don't consider them violent. I just consider them, constitutional duty. But, to answer your question, I do have a couple more resolutions. I want to write between 4 and 6 new books this next year.
Well, again, you know, that's sort of something you do that every year.
Every couple, every, basically, I just want to keep living my life, Christian. Okay. I do want to remodel the bunker. I think it's been too long. I think it's been decades, frankly.
I could help you remodel the bunker. That would be actually very exciting.
Where do we start? Do we start in the kitchen, or?
I'd start with where it leaks.
But Christian, this is Noah's Ark. This is a leak-proof building, Christian. This is, of all the problems down here in the bunker, which there are not many of, leaking is not one of them.
Well, not from the ground, but, you know, from a lot of the pipes.
Oh, the pipes, yeah.
Well, you know, I was hoping, and this is something that's hard to call a resolution, but I was kind of hoping maybe this year I would unintentionally fail a Turing test.
Unintentionally.
Yeah, I'm hoping that at some point I encounter some form of a Turing test and am confused for an artificial intelligence. I just think it'd be nice.
Is that a homosexual thing?
No, a Turing test is where they... If you find that a robot intelligence is indistinguishable from a human intelligence, they use it in that film Blade Runner.
Never heard of it.
It's a way of sort of testing if a machine has morals or is comprehending.
You know what my favorite movie is, Christian?
What's that?
Left Behind. Not the remake, the original, starring Kirk Cameron. It's a Christian story. It's wholesome. You know what you're getting. It's a winner. I think it won the Oscar that year.
Now, Left Behind, that's about the kid who couldn't advance a grade in school because he wasn't getting good grades.
I think so. I think that was it, yeah. Anyway, Kirk Cameron was great at it. He's a hero.
He didn't dodge the draft. He rammed the crap out of it. Lark Steadfast.
We know from our listener algorithms and listening software that many of those inhabiting Blue Rock aren't all that comfortable with the finality of death. So you've bought IU software and uploaded your consciousness to retain individuality post-mortal coil. But what good is that without being able to still interact with the simulated living? New from IU is new you. Create an after-death avatar and you can extra-virtually continue your pre-digital existence solely online. Now with New You, you can keep up with what's trending, like your friends and family social media posts, and frequent dating sites long after you're rotting in the simulated ground. The people at IU need you to purchase New You. Upload your consciousness into a new you, because you never knew you until you got New You. Capital N, lowercase u, then an uppercase U, because you too can be a New You entrepreneur into eternity sooner. Let us get to know you with New You.
He doesn't get sick. He's immune to back tyranny. Lark Steadfast.
Let's go to Jonathan in Tempe, Arizona. Jonathan, go. Jonathan, let me stop you. What kind of phone are you using today? Are you using a toilet as a phone, Jonathan? I don't mean, are you sitting on the toilet using a cellular device calling into this show? I mean, did you hook up a wire? Maybe multiple wires. And now you're talking into a toilet, trying to achieve a phone call, trying to ask a question, trying to communicate with life of any kind, Jonathan.
So tell me this.
Thanks for calling. Folks, I don't know what you want me to do. You can't call in and just on a toilet, be a toilet. You can't do that on this show, folks. It makes for boring radio.
Well, if there's still time, I'll take the next caller. We've got Perry from Pennsylvania on. Let's hear what you got to say. I'm going to cut this off here. First of all, you should probably have been able to tell by my voice that you were not addressing Lark. It was Christian that took that call. And as for what Obama is going to do to bring down the price of cigarettes, let me give you a visualization exercise. I want you to imagine a star forming. And it's doing this without any notion or implication of a creator. It forms, and then it dies. After a long life, it explodes into tiny little particles that litter throughout the universe, coalescing into gas clouds, inevitably other stars and more planets, making the very particles with which you are formed of. Beneath the level of all this, though, is a holographic grid with projectors everywhere, all running simultaneously inside of a quantum computer. Been nice talking to you, though.
That's all the healing we can do, America. You can track us on BlueRockPublicRadio.com/SimUNation.
Follow us extra digitally on Twitter at SimUNationBRPR.
Don't submit to Bar Hack. Subscribe to SimUNation and rate us on iTunes. Unless your best friend really is Barry Obama Marikami.
A closing prayer. Glory be to the simulator, to the
1%,
and to the hollow sprite, as it was
in the '50s,
isn't now, and never has been, world without form. Amen.
Good night, good values,
and praise the
simunation. Nation. Nation. Nation.
Simunation is produced by Brandon Klaus and Zachary Covert.
Music by Robert Haneke.